Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Ronald is in Inwood. What's up, Ronald? What's on your mind today?
What's on my mind today is that Sydney is single now for Huff. Yep, because I heard that Huff got on the show and you guys got on the newspaper because of Huff, because y'all did that interview with Sweeney.
We were in the newspaper? I didn't see that. Thank you for the call, Ronald.
I heard a lot of me on that, by the way.
Look who's wide awake all of a sudden.
Yeah, no wonder why you're moving to the top of the board right there.
I am very much a happily married man, but I'm always open to the idea.
But... ooh, that's going to get you in trouble,
dude,
friend.
Be careful.
Even I wouldn't cross that line.
Sal's wife listens sometimes, and she's cool with wind. The same with me. I think Nicole, if you say that, man, she's...
well, I would clearly ask her permission. You. Don't we have the hall passes? Or no?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
But if I did, I personally would not be burning it on Sydney Sweeney. Would she be your hall pass, Sydney Sweeney?
If she fell into my lap, yes, that day.
That's not the question.
Not fall into your lap. Like, obviously,
I think it needs to be an open-ended hole pass. I don't think I can just focus on it. I don't think I can just do one.
Right, but if you do one, that's it. It's gone. That's the idea of the hole pass.
I would use it up. The likelihood of Sydney Sweeney falling into my lap would be highly unlikely. So if it did happen, yes, I would use it up.
It does tie into sports. Like, you don't usually get to pick two franchise
quarterbacks. You get one draft pick there.
That's it.
Is it Sydney Sweeney or somebody else?
I'm going with Alba, and I feel comfortable about that decision.
As you should.
That's good.
An Andrew Luck right there. That's a quarterback.
Andrew
hopefully,
Luck.
Healthy.
Maybe Peyton Manning or Tom Brady.
I gotcha. Like,
what if your draft pick doesn't enter the draft that year and you got to go somewhere else?
Brian Riscota just chimed in his whole pass. Any random cheerleader from the SEC. There you go. Call of the Day. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Having some fun. By the way, just to follow up and put some closure, something we discussed earlier in the week, those Knicks tickets for tonight.
Yes.
I did find a way to buy them. I did not get hooked up from anybody. I had found a way to buy them. You know, the problem was I committed to the birthday gift. I was asked, dude, this is where, like, I'm done doing favors for everybody, okay? Don't even ask me for any, not you, I'm saying in general. People out there were asking, I'm not asking anybody for anything anymore, and I'm not delivering any favors. So I was asked because, you know, I work in sports, and I maybe know a little bit about tickets. Hey, Dean wants to go to a game for his birthday. Is there any way you can help me get tickets to the Knicks-T-Wolves game on Wednesday night?
Simple request.
Fair enough.
Let's go.
Fair enough, but it's to the Garden. And I'm like, that's the one spot that we really don't have any access to is the Garden. I'll look into it. I'll talk to Mitch.
Johnny's we have access to. Maybe not the Knicks, though.
Not the Knicks
or
at the
Rangers.
Garden. Fair enough. So I'll look into it. I'll ask Mitch, who knows guys with season tickets, usually get good value. I'm fine with paying. I just want a good value, good seat, all that stuff. Look at Ticketmaster, try to figure out. Mitch gets me tickets that I think are a decent value, 200 section, row 5, for $100 each, is what he tells me.
There you go.
That, to me, is a steal.
Sure.
Now, when I find this out, I go back to my sister-in-law or tell my wife to tell her we got it and we'll treat him. Because I'm thinking it's $200, don't worry about it. She doesn't have to give us the money. That could be our gift for him. Easy peasy. I'll pay the $200. Happy birthday, Dean. Go to the game. Only to get later the tickets for Nets-Knicks on Sunday that I have no interest in. That's not the game that he wanted. Then the ticket prices from there went way up and the seats were worse. That's when I started calling in the favors like, hey, I'm okay with paying, but I need a better bang for my buck here.
Okay.
Never came to...
So you're being picky about the favors that
picky,
people are doing for you.
Not picky. I gotta be able, like, can somebody help me out here? I need a good option. Fair enough. Yes, you did. I went through that option.
Didn't work out.
Was not a great option in my mind.
All right.
I found what I like, again, 200. Now, it's behind the basket, but still, 200 section, row 2, which for me, that's where I go sit in the playoffs. Decent, but you know how much it cost? What do you think? Two tickets. Remember,
it's for tonight, right?
Tonight's game.
Played a pretty good team, too. Played the T-Wolves. Edwards
in
town.
But I thought Edwards is banged up.
We didn't play the other night, I know, but I thought they were just resting for tonight.
Anyway, whatever.
We'll see.
Two tickets, sections. Four? 200 section four? Behind the basket.
Four. Total.
480.
480. Yeah.
200 section behind the basket.
I don't like sitting behind a basket anywhere.
I'm fine with it.
I used to sit there with my dad back in the day.
I'd rather sit row 2 than I would row 15 or something like that.
Really? You'd rather sit...
And by the way, BT, this was the only section that they even had available. Everything in the lower bowl, out.
Yeah.
Everything in the 200s, out. It was only upper. I can't put them in the upper level.
I mean, that's... Yeah.
Hard enough putting them in the 200 level.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, you're doing the right thing. I mean, kids dying to go to a Knick game.
Point is, if you and I wanted to go to a Knick game,
yeah,
we're going to go in for $500 total to go see a regular season Knick
game. It's a lot.
Rangers, same thing, and the Rangers stink at home, and the Garden prices, God bless them if they could get it.
Yeah, they do.
But they price out the average. I'm out. I'm not doing it. I'm not paying $200. Mitch is like, oh, you want to go? I'm not paying $200 to go see a regular season game. I'd rather invest $700 in a postseason game, and even that's absurd.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm not doing it.
It's been an issue forever. I mean, think about the old blue seats up at the Garden. I mean, that fan's been priced out. That's not a new story. Unfortunately, is it really that different
now
in the Bronx or in Queens for a really good seat? Not really.
Now the big question is, would you rather pay $230 for a Knicks regular season game or pay like $30 to go see the Jets?
Where's the Jets seat? I mean,
let's say you probably sit wherever you want.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that's really choice. Semantics. And how about this? Where do you want it to be?
How about on the sideline, right next to AG?
Right.
That's $100.
I mean, going to see the Jets.
The Garden's at. Listen, the Garden.
Even the Giants. I know Dart's exciting, but
I know I love the Garden. I love it. I'll be there Saturday. St. John's, Bama. It's a really good team. Top 15 teams. Can be a lot of juice there. Those tickets are not cheap. The Garden's been like this for a long time. And until there's empty seats, and there shouldn't be empty seats because the product's good.
Right.
Maybe not the Rangers right now, but the Knicks are good. Johnny's are good. The buzz is good. The concerts are amazing.
Gotta get some of those courtside Johnny seats.
Hey, it's going to be a little tougher this year for you.
That's true. I would assume it is true because this year now, everybody wants to be.
It is. You know, I had to get some tickets for Jen, who asked me to get something for my daughter's soccer gala. Not necessarily on the floor. But even that was a little trickier, so hey.
I'll hit up Coach when he's in tomorrow with Boomer.
You'll hit up Coach?
Yeah.
All right,
that does it for us. Thanks to Dolph. Thanks to Hoff. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back again tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.